Zaddy gang, I have a little surprise for you. We're in Milan, bitches. Was that kind of cool with the van?
What is up, Daddy gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Daddy gang is creeping to my right. I love them.
I can't focus when my girls are over there.
Daddy gang, Mary is in Milan. We love you, Daddy gang. Oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. I'm filming the intro right now for the I'm going to do a Milan episode. You guys, do you care if you're on the podcast?
No.
Because we're filming the podcast. Daddy gang! I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. I love you. I love you. Okay, so Daddy gang, we're in Milan. We are about to go for a wild ride. Basically, I'm here for Fashion Week. The outfits are going to get better, I promise. You know me. I was grateful to get invited to even come here. As you know, it took a little shoving from my publicist of like, hey, you know, she wants to come. And everyone's like, and we love it. But like, she hasn't given us much to work with. It's more like sweatpants, sweatshirts, t-shirts. We need to see a little more. To which I said, well, give me a chance.
Hi, guys.
Here's the thing. I never ask you guys for much, right? I'm going to ask you guys one favor. Please, for the love of fucking God, watch this episode. You cannot just be listening to this because you need to visualize. If you don't watch it, you wouldn't know that I'm currently sitting here drinking a warm cappuccino on the streets of Milan, having the time of my fucking life. I'm crying. Ciambella. Hold on. My fucking eyes won't stop watering. I'm so emotional. Italy is just so beautiful. So I got you guys this coffee. Please, come sit down and enjoy the goddamn show. Insert some like Italian music. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. We are in Italy. I haven't seen anyone wearing Uggs. I'm feeling very fashion forward. Hello!
Hi!
Of course! What's your name?
Elise.
Elise, I love you. I love you guys. Have the best time. It was nice meeting you. Sometimes something about having a podcast is people will notice me by my voice. They don't even know what I look like. Zaddy gang in the wild. I can sniff Daddy gang. Daddy gang has a specific scent. It's sexy and rugged and ready to rumble. Something about being in a different country makes me feel like I can go rogue. I feel like there's something about Italy that just gets me on my toes. So if you've never been to Milan also, the point of this episode, Daddy gang, is I really want you to feel like you're in Milan. You came to Fashion Week. You were in Milan with me because, let's keep it real, the only reason I'm here is because of you. You guys have given me every opportunity that I could have ever dreamed of in the world. So thank you. This is for you. Oh, I wish Jennifer was here. I know that Fashion Week is like, let's take it seriously, let's get into it. I think my mentality has to be like, I'm gonna be so grateful to be here, but if I take myself too seriously, I'm gonna have a full fucking mental breakdown. Listen, when Lauren is taking my Instagrams or my mom or my boyfriend, I'm feeling myself because no one can see the 100 bad photos and I picked the one, I'm like, that was easy. When I'm on the street, I got one shot, baby. Cheetah girls, yeah, cheetah. Go. Wait, were the cheetah girls in Italy? They were in Barcelona. But Lizzie McGuire was in Italy. Paolo. Paolo. Sing to me, Paolo. We are currently in the Milan Square, the Duomo. I was gonna ask that man. He gave me one of those looks of like, if you speak to me, I will spit on you. This is why I love Italy. It's like, we don't fuck with idiots. Me being the idiot. Everyone is shamelessly taking photos and I love it. I want everyone this week, if you have an outfit in your closet, and you've been struggling to feel confident No, Daddy Gang, you're gonna get out and you're gonna do what everyone in Milan is doing right now, which is like, bitch, I look fucking good. Take a picture of me. So let's talk about, how did I get here? Currently, I am an hour into being into Milan. I landed after just a casual 12-hour plane ride. I will say the travel experience was 10 out of 10. For what it could be a 10 out of 10, because I traveled on this airline. It looked a little bit more like a spaceship. I slept a little bit. I watched a lot of Love Island, and I had a man snoring next to me, and now I'm here. We've got a lot to do. We gotta go back to the hotel. We gotta change because we have to go to a fitting.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology. .com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required.
Ciao bella. I'm so fucking jet lagged right now. I've been chugging coffee, so naturally I'm gonna shit my pants. I ordered some bacon. We are just getting through it. Everything's gonna be fine. I'm fine. I came to Milan and I'm going to the Prada show and I've kept my schedule pretty light. Contrary to most people coming to Fashion Week, Big Al's relaxing. I don't wanna push myself too hard. I wanna like really enjoy myself in Milan. But now that I'm here, all my friends are going to this GCDS show, which is an incredible brand. So I'm like, well, then I wanna go also to the GCDS show. So today we are going to a fitting. I'm gonna go to their showroom and they are going to give me options for outfits, whichever one I feel the most
me in, or maybe not me, maybe I'll go out of my comfort zone. Whatever I like the most, I will pick, and then I will go to the fashion show the next day, and I will wear that outfit at the fashion show. So let me show you this room. Hey, CHD, welcome to my crib. This is my closet. I have all these outfits that I brought to Milan with me. I didn't put any of this together. My stylist put this together for me. Basically, every single outfit has the photo of me that they took back in LA, and it has the bag that they attached that I should put together and the outfits. And so every single one has a photo of me, the bags, the jewelry that I should be wearing. And then every day I just pick one and we wear it. I think I'm gonna wear this outfit to the fitting today. Oh, she's gonna need a steamer. I'm gonna wear this one because this makes me feel the most like myself. Get out of your comfort zone, I said. Go to Milan and have fashion week. I'm gonna put jeans and a t-shirt on. Oh, come look at all these bags. They gave me a bunch of bags to bring, which is fun. Some Givenchy, we have Prada, we have Fendi. We have a lot of options. So these are all for my stylist. I only own one of these, and it is my Prada bag that I bought myself. All of this and all of this, I just wanna be clear, I don't own any of this, and I'm gonna have to give this back to my stylist. That's how it works. It ain't as glamorous as you think when you see girls on Instagram that you're like, oh, they have so many cool things. No, they don't. They have it for 30 seconds and then it's gone. You wanna go to the bathroom? Let's go. We have to go down a flight of stairs to get to the bathroom. At midnight, was that ideal? No, but I got my steps in. I think I'm not gonna wear makeup to this fitting, except for chapstick and a little brush of the eyebrow. I didn't do a spray tan. Anybody that knows me knows internally I'm having a panic attack that I don't have a spray tan on, but I felt like it was better to go natural for fashion week. Okay, I'm gonna go change. I will be back. It's not gonna be that big of a reveal. It's just jeans and a t-shirt. Okay, we're ready. I like this because I do feel really fucking comfortable. Who doesn't love an oversized jacket? I need to get some sunglasses from my good friend Kate because I don't, oh, who's at the door?
Ciao, ciao. Oh.
That wasn't planned at all. Ciao, ciao. Okay, we're gonna do that one more time, everyone, because we want to look natural. And 5, 6, 7, 8.
Prada delivery.
Oh, wait, really?
No, really. Last year, it was pajamas. It feels heavier.
Wait, this is
maybe
for me?
Maybe it's alcohol. We could use that right now.
Okay, apparently Prada sent me a gift. So let me just shit my pants and it's not from the coffee. Kate's like,
Can we edit this out?
We're keeping it real. Okay, Prada apparently sent me a gift. These are my tickets to the show. Oh, get this for my mom. She'll be so happy. Was that the biggest smile anyone's ever seen me do? Okay, these are my tickets to the show.
Oh, yeah. We should pin this.
I'm a Prada girl.
Wait, it's actually kind of chic.
Oh my fucking God. Look at this.
I don't know if that's what it's for, but I think we should just do it.
We're doing it for the moment. And then this, oh my God, it's a Prada book. First of all, this is my first ever Milan Fashion Week. I guess ever International Fashion Week. And I don't even count New York Fashion Week the other year because I wasn't really there. You know what I mean? Like I was there, but I wasn't there. This is like my first ever Fashion Week and I'm with Prada. So I can just die now. Kate, do you want to hear some really sad news?
No.
Before I came here, I cut my hair with kitchen scissors, and I can't wear my hair down this entire fashion week because it's literally a fucking bob. So we're doing an updo, and no one will ever know why. Now we are going to the GCDS fitting. Come along.
Need to work on your Italian while you're here.
Grazie, ciao bella.
Let me get my Burt's Bees up in this bitch. We can't find our Uber, it's totally fine. My biggest pet peeve is being late though, so if she makes me late, you will hear me blaming her.
Because I offered to get a car. No, I didn't. I'll pretend and she'll be like, you did? She doesn't remember anything. Oh, this is Kate Bailey. I've introduced her a couple times, but I'm going to put all of her accomplishments and her job description right on the page. She is...
going to be scrolling for so long. Good luck.
It starts with, she's actually my publicist, but it's so much more than that. It goes to, she's my pimple popper. She's my fashionista / I guess she's... She kind of also is my stylist. She's my side stylist.
I'm your brand consultant.
She's my brand consultant. Instagram caption extraordinaire.
Your photo approval person.
Photo approval. She is my drinking buddy. She... Nope.
Take that out. Take that
We'll just bleep it. We'll bleep it.
So it's going to sound like she fucks?
She fucks.
She's my drinking buddy and she fucks? What? I didn't sign up for this.
She fucked.
I did not sign up for this. So basically there's two modes for me.
Okay.
There's like one fun mode, keep the client really happy and entertained so she doesn't freak out about her fitting where she's going to be naked for GCDS. And then there's two, which is like serious, I can't speak to the camera, I'm like in work mode. And you'll be able to see when I switch. It's like a werewolf transformation. Yeah. Speaking of, your car's here.
Oh. Finally, the car is here.
We need to discuss my glam budget. You also never asked for my rider. I like sparkling water in cars, some alcohol so I can survive the day with you.
Do you know what I didn't know? I didn't know what a rider was, and Spotify just asked me, like, what does she want in her rider?
I didn't know what that was.
And I was like, dying. What the fuck is a rider?
I was like, can I just make it for her? It's going to be like
candies. Can you explain to the Daddy Gang what a rider is?
A rider is basically like your list of preferences before you have like a photo shoot or a performance or, you know, something
like
that.
This is what I sent. I sent mints, some lunch, preferably. Some lunch, preferably a sandwich.
Some artists will do like, I like yellow M&Ms.
I would never ask for anything like that. I don't give a fuck. As long as I'm comfortable, really.
I'm more of a diva than you are.
This is my client and I'm...
I really
am. Right. You are.
I'm like talking to the brands. I'm like, she's going to need a car because I'm going to need a car.
I'm like, I'll walk.
And it'll need a van because I need some space.
We're on our way and we'll see you guys there. We're at GCDS. Let's go.
Did you bring an inhaler?
I always get like really excited but really nervous when I do fittings because I'm not a fashion girly, so I just want to like pretend I know what I'm doing. We're going. Let's fake it till we make it. Hello! Hi! So colorful. This is everything. I wish I had three tits.
So wow.
Do you want any heels?
So
look how short
I'm like
I
staring.
Am.
Wow.
Hello, I'm Alex.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Hello. I'm getting ready to go to a dinner. I am very excited / not excited whatsoever because I don't know anyone that I'm going to dinner with except for Kate, who you guys met earlier. I think I've said this like a couple times. I definitely have some social anxiety when it comes to like going to things that I don't know people. I think more so if I know I'm walking into a situation where I know the people that are all gonna be there are friends and I'm the one person that no one fucking knows. I just like get in my head of like, am I gonna fit in? I'm like really out of my comfort zone right now in my element. Being at Fashion Week, I don't feel like I'm a fashionista girl. Let me go also make sure I'm charging my phone. Come with me. Basically, I just wanted to share this because I was finishing getting ready and I had like that kind of like pit in my stomach. Naturally, I'm wanting to like
fake and be like, oh my God, I'm so jet lagged, I can't go. But then I remembered something good has to come out of this. So I figured if I go to this dinner and I have an awful time, I can come home and cry to you guys about it. I'm going with people that are like fashion influencers. I think that also makes me anxious. Will I have anything in common with these people? I think sometimes I've been working on like not trying to judge anyone before I meet them because I'm like, I'm sure people fucking judge me. Like, I have literally had people firsthand be like, you're the Call Her Daddy girl. Like, I thought you were gonna be XYZ. And then they meet me. So I'm trying to do that. And maybe that's also something you guys can work on of like, every time we walk into a room and we think we know people, most of the time we don't know fucking shit, especially from Instagram. Did I stalk all the people that are gonna be at this dinner? Absolutely. Did that make me not wanna go? Yes and no. A part of me was like, these girls seem like they'd be cool. And then another part of me is like, well, they think I'm like a weirdo and like don't know anything about fashion. When is the last time I actually showed up to something and someone was bitchy to me? Every time I think this way and then I actually show up to an event and myself, I make friends. But every single time I'm like getting ready, I get nervous. So I think like anyone listening at home, actually think to yourself like, one, if people are actually assholes to you, then you're in the wrong room. But most of the time, if you put yourself out there, I know it's annoying that we have this social media world where we feel like we get to stalk people and make our decisions and think what we want about them before we even meet them, which is so fucked up. But I do think that's something that was also holding me back. I'm also gonna just drink lychee martinis, eat some sushi. You know, nothing can go wrong when you have some alcohol and sushi. I just would like to say, I think it's actually exciting. Watch me like twisting my words here. Now I'm like, I'm fucking excited for tonight because I do want to prove myself wrong of like, yeah, these people are fashion influencers. What else can I ask them about themselves other than just fashion and bags and jewelry? Although I would love to know like what bag I should buy, but I just wanted to show you guys because I feel like you're gonna see my Instagram, you're gonna see this whole vlog and you're gonna be like, oh, Alex is in Milan, like life looks so cool. Like, of course it's fucking amazing, but there's also shit that like you're all dealing with at home that I'm like, I'm sitting here too being fucking nervous to go out. And I just want to show all the sides of that shit because I don't think it's healthy when people are like, this is my look, and this is my life. Yeah, no, I'm shitting my fucking pants and I'm nervous and I don't want to go and I almost canceled, but we have our outfit on, so let's go. I am here with the fashion queens of Milan Fashion Week. Pan to my right.
Left.
We are fashion queens of Milan.
We're gonna teach
Alex everything we know in 5 minutes.
And I'm Alex Cooper.
This isn't my bag. Here you go, Kate. This is my little bag of the week. But we basically, I was like, okay, why are you guys so confident? I've never been to a fashion week like this. And I need your number one tips of how to be confident when you're going into a fashion week, walking in, seeing women like you. Like, what do I do?
You just need to own it. And it's not embarrassing to be like working it for the camera.
Apparently tomorrow, as I'm going to my first fashion show in Milan, you guys do like a fucking dance and you make sure they get the shot and you're walking around. Do you guys want to go outside with me and show me how it's done?
Of course.
Let's go. Here we go. I feel like I'm on a fucking TikTok right now. Daddy gang, I am here with the queens, Xenia and Tamara. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm not a fashion girly. What are we doing to be more confident when we're putting on an outfit, we're going out in public?
Well, you know, like Riri said it, fake it until you make it. That's it. You just have to like own it. It can be intimidating. Fashion's like a really intimidating industry, right? But for everybody. And just keep that in your head, you know?
My girls today are about to show us how the fuck we do it when a photographer is taking photos of us. Let's watch.
But wait, Alex, you have to show us how you pose normally. So that we
need to do the walk first. Fuck you. Kate just told me. So I just said, oh my God, I'm going to ask the girls to go walk. And Kate said, oh, I put in a little twist. I asked them to do something first. No, so if someone was taking a photo of me. Wait, so I'm supposed to walk towards you? Do I stop?
You're not a model.
I'm on the run.
You're not Alex, going on the run. You are not walking the show.
Okay, then what the fuck am I doing?
So you like, you don't rush, you don't go like this. You need to arrive and you're like, okay, what's going on? So you're slowed down a little bit and then the photographer usually come to you.
With your peripheral vision, you need to assess the situation, right? So like if there's someone being photographed, why don't I take a photo of you? You look beautiful tonight, sir.
We're in the middle of a fashion show.
Remember, you're not walking the show, so you're not like,
right,
you know?
No strut. What I did 5 minutes ago, don't do. Okay, you two do it. I'm standing over here. Let's back up. Let's watch the pros. I'm ready to watch this because I'm going to copy every fucking thing they teach me to do.
Oh, inquisitive. Look at them checking their pockets.
No, you cannot look around.
Oh!
You're not like a biologist searching for the like new flora and fauna. Like, no, this is fashion week.
So you can just look forward and just kind of like,
yeah, I like that.
Yes,
there's improvement, huh?
I'm gonna work on it tonight alone in my hotel room. I wanted to thank you guys so much. If I get one good fucking photo tomorrow, it's because of my girls, because I would have sprinted inside. Thank you, I love you. I was like, I was sightseeing. I was like,
yeah, what's on the floor? What's in the bush?
Thank you, no, I don't need one. You keep it for yourself. You keep it for yourself. I don't know. No, I don't need it.
No. Sir. Thank you.
I'm going to bring this to Prada tomorrow. So I have a prop. We had so much fun during the dinner. I never know if people want to be down to like do content. I was like, would you guys be down to be on my podcast? They were so excited to help me out. And obviously you just saw them show me how to not walk. My second walk was this. A night at the museum. These sights are incredible. My publicist over here can attest. Kate, when I'm in front of a camera, what happens?
I like to go on the record and say I've been embarrassed multiple times.
Fuck you. It's not great, okay? It's not great. Hearing from women that do this often, being like, be yourself and go have fucking fun. You're literally going to Prada tomorrow. Like, enjoy it. Why not? It kind of reminded me, like, who am I trying to impress other than, well, I mean, I'm trying to impress Prada. But, like, other than that, just have fun with it. So let's go home and let's get sleep so I don't pass out. Good night. Okay, we did it. There's got to be something in there.
Maybe we lower the light just a tad. Could I have a water? Water, please.
Just to show you, it's me.
The PA.
Pellegrino sponsor us.
A TV show made by three people.
So, Daddy Gang, I've always just had this fantasy and dream of like doing a confessional. So basically, I wanted to give you the lowdown on what I feel. Alex, I can fucking see you. It's supposed to be a sound. Welcome to my confessional. I'm going to pretend that Alex isn't here. Actually, you should just leave the room.
You should pan to me for a second. Look at the proximity. Keep going, girl.
Leave the room. This is supposed to be a private confessional where I can talk shit and speak openly.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
It's her room, so I won't kick her out.
Yeah, I'm going to the bathroom. We're good.
Okay, anyway, the one thing that I love, I feel like I should say I love more things about her. Hold on.
Fuck you.
Hold on. I'm doing that thing where, like, you keep going and then you edit it.
Okay.
One of the many things that I love about Alex is her ability to not have overwhelming FOMO. I feel like so many of us live in this state of FOMO where they see, like, different events or different trips or different vacations or even different things that their friends have done. And they're like, why wasn't I there? Why wasn't I invited? Or, like, I would love to do something like that. And Alex has never, ever been that person. Now, on the other hand, she also says no to red carpet events. She says no to networking dinners. She says no to private celebrity birthday parties. It's constant. And as a publicist, it's sad. If a celebrity were to come into the dad pad, she would sit them down. She would have no issue. She's not shaking. She's not nervous. She's like, come on, let's get into it. To have her agree to coming to Milan Fashion Week, which by the way, like, I was praying to not only God, but like the fashion gods, like the shoe gods, the bag gods, not only for her, but for myself, because I'd love a new bag soon. But I've been so proud of her, but I know it's really, really out of her element. She just doesn't let this stuff get to her head. She becomes more like a turtle that just wants to go in her shell. Thank you for tuning into Kate's confessional. She wants
out?
To come back
Can I
in.
Come out?
Yeah, because I'm sweating. This was a lot of pressure for me.
I just want to be
This was a lot of pressure.
I didn't ask her to do this, but I appreciate you. I don't know what the fuck
this
you said.
This has nothing to do with you.
Oh, okay.
This has everything to do with I've always wanted a confessional where I can speak.
Is she asking for a bag?
I may have mentioned that. I actually did mention. Next episode of Kate's Confessional, we'll talk about Hermes. Wink. Wink. Can you make me wink without wrinkling?
Stop! We'll do it AI.
Good morning. It is officially Prada Day. I didn't sleep at all. So fuck me. So I just ordered myself some bacon and sausage, some poached eggs, some toast, and a latte. Surprisingly, I'm like actually not that nervous. And I don't know if it's because I'm so fucking tired that I'm like, nothing matters at this point. Go have fun, girl. I think it's gonna be fun. Like, I have my moments of stressing out about shit, but I'm like, why? I need to go fucking have fun. This is about to be a moment that I'll never forget in my life. I definitely feel like a full poser. Like, why am I going to Prada? But like, oh my God. Did you see that? I have felt really fortunate that the environment that I have created and cultivated on Call Her Daddy recently is really intoxicating to me. Like, I love sitting down with people and getting to know them and getting to know their life story and like understanding what about them makes them why they are, or their public facing persona, what's the difference? And like, who knows, in a year I could change the whole fucking show format and do something different. But right now I've just been like enjoying getting to know people in a very intimate one-on-one setting. There happen to be cameras in the room, but I don't even feel that way anymore. Like, there's something about it that I'm just like really enjoying it. And I think it's because my whole life I've enjoyed intimate, deep conversations. With that being said, I think that something like a fashion week or an Art Basel, whatever the fuck, big events that people want to go to, I've like avoided going to them is because at face value, like, they come off very surface level. It feels like everyone is just judging each other. Everyone is basing your worth off of your outfit. Are you wearing designer items? It doesn't feel cozy to me. I would rather be like at home feeling confident and comfortable with my friends and my family and my boyfriend and my dogs. Putting myself in these situations, I kind of just have no interest in being like fake and like people judging me and then people being kind of bitchy. I think I've gotten so happy with surrounding myself with really good energy. I just am like kind of being selfish with that energy. I really want to keep that vibe going because I have been pretty happy lately and I haven't been happy the past few years. And this past year, I feel like I'm actually starting to really like be happy with myself and what I'm doing and where I'm at. Anything outside of that bubble, I think I've kind of had like an aversion to of like, I don't want to go over there. Fortunately, I feel like in the past 48, 64, how many days have I been here? Whatever, hours, I've been really pleasantly surprised. Number one, I think when you go into social environments with a preconceived notion that it's going to be some way, I don't think sometimes we realize that we're acting a certain way because we think it's gonna be a certain way. Like, if you're going to a high school party, a college party, and you're out of your element, instead of being your normal confident self naturally, like you would be if you're going into a room with your friends, you're gonna be a little closed off. Maybe you're coming off a certain way you don't realize. And so I'm thinking about it and I'm like, maybe I go into these moments and I don't seem approachable when really all I wanna do is talk to people and like do what I do on my couch with Call Her Daddy. I need to go, hold on. Okay, that just went from me thinking I needed to do the Lord's work. And I just went to the bathroom and vomited. Why would I be throwing up? I have literally no idea. 2 seconds ago, I was like, vlog city, like, let's talk about what's happening on the podcast. And I was like, hold on, I need to go. I just vomited everywhere. So God bless me and you. And yeah, fuck me.
Hey guys, grow up girl here. Everything's fine. After the Prada show, I'm getting interviewed for
for Interview Magazine. I hope I can get my words out, so I'm trying to, like, prep.
Well, you've got your posing down now.
No, I fucking don't. But with this glam team, we're gonna get a good photo.
Woo!
Thankfully, that outfit is, like, you kind of can't go wrong. That's why I was so happy I got that one. It's, like, I'm literally throwing it on and it's like a baby doll dress.
Yeah, like it's safer.
So safe. Thankfully, also with that kind of outfit, there's no way to be like, I definitely need to make sure I pose this way. You know, like certain outfits, like I have to make sure my leg is out like this and like, or like I'm turned like this, you can see this thing. Like that's not the case with this dress. I feel like that will give me the best chances for feeling comfortable with the photos too.
Okay, Daddy Gang, I'm about to go change into my Prada look. I'll be right back.
Ready? Ooh!
Woo! I feel like I'm going to like a black tie event. Oh, fuck. This is so cute. Oh, I love the hair with it. I actually feel like pretty fucking good. Every single time I get my hair and my makeup done, I hate it. I'm just like used to staring at myself in sweatpants and my hair up in a bun and no makeup and like chapstick. But right now, I feel like we kept the makeup really how I like it, which I'm obsessed with the makeup artist I worked with. I basically said like, I want to look like myself. What a fucking concept. I'm really excited. And I do have massive, massive blisters just ripping through. And I don't give a fuck because I'm gonna own this. Oh my God. Okay, I feel good.
Show mommy your poses.
Thank God I can't do hips because that would be bad. I just keep my arms back.
Yes.
Good posture and like a leg out.
I just feel like this is once in a lifetime. I'll never have my first International Fashion Week with Prada again. And so I'm just really feeling grateful right now and I'm really excited. This is what dreams are made of. Wait, watch this. Paolo! Hey now. Sing to me, Paolo. Paolo on his little vestibule. Okay.
Vestibule.
What is it called?
Vespa.
What is a vestibule? The top. Who is it? Let's get her reaction. Hopefully she gives me some form of approval. What do you think?
You look incredible.
Isn't this cute?
I'm like obsessed. You won.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
nauseous, but like nothing that I can't hold in. I'm a little nervous because we're 2 minutes away. I'm also excited. I'm actually tricking myself. I think it's going to be incredible. I feel like everyone always wears sunglasses, but I remember I saw in a Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode, Khloe was like, someone was like, don't wear your sunglasses. It was at the Met or something. And she was like, it's like my protection for a minute so I can get my bearings. And I'm not comparing myself to a Kardashian, but I'm going to take a little page out of their book and put these on because I'm a little nervous. And then I'm going to take them off. I'm going to take these off when I'm feeling like I can actually locate my lungs and not be like breathing from my butt. Do you know what I mean?
What?
Sometimes when I'm nervous, I'll just talk about nothing.
I'm just gonna go back to my email.
Everything's gonna be all right. In these moments, I just think about if Daddy Gang was with me, they'd be like hyping me up and I would be hyping them up and we'd all be like cheering like a fucking squad, like a cheerleading squad. No, we'd be rowdier. We're more of like the rugby team. How about I do a breathing exercise right now? Everybody, this is the moment in the episode. We're going to go to an ad break, but before we do, we're just going to do a little ASMR breathing exercise. Perfecto.
Perfecto. No, perfetto.
Perfecto.
No, no, no. Si.
Perfetto.
Perfetto. T-T-O.
Perfiteroles. Love you, Daddy Gang.
Now they saw her. Oh God.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Daddy and I were so loud. I was nervous in front of the camera. Dude, I'm gonna start crying.
Father Cooper, can I bring you to the Getty?
Of course.
Daddy gang, I'm officially at the Prada show. I'm inside. I love you guys because the minute I got out of the car, I was so fucking nervous. But I saw Daddy gang out there. I can't thank you guys enough for supporting. I was like, fuck yeah. It just made me like feel more confident and be like, okay, we got this. We're in this together. This vibe is so fucking cool. It's so dark in here. You can't really see that many people. It's like this industrial vibe. I can already tell it's gonna be fucking insane just by the looks of the place. The music already lightly playing. It's like kind of eerie. You're excited to see what's gonna happen. Okay, love you guys so much. I will talk to you after the show. I'm so excited. Bye.
I am like, she's the
obviously
one. She's my fucking
who
daddy.
Who else could be?
Daddy gang! I love Daddy gang! I love you! I love you guys! Daddy gang! Woo!
We're back from the Prada show. I'm fucking freezing. And I immediately, oh yeah, this is like a fucking look. I'm so cold. I had the best time of my life, but I have to immediately get in comfortable clothes. Come to mama! I'm literally foaming at the mouth. I know we'd get more views if you saw the tits, but this is a family show. What? No, it's not. Gluck, gluck, 9,000. Prada was fucking amazing. I have no words. I'm in awe and I want every single fucking thing in that collection. Come on!
Come on, baby!
This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing. We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, daddy gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And daddy gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And the smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come up to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So daddy gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit mondayhaircare.com to find a stockist near you. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You know real when you get it, right, Daddy Gang? It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guaranteed, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more.
Hi, Sophie. It's Father Cooper. I love you. Oh, Daddy Gang. Another day, another Daddy Gang slay. That's so fun that they're studying abroad. I wish I could have done that in college. Currently about to go meet up with a Daddy Gang member. Her name is Beatrice. She is from Italy. We've been DMing. Hi, bitch. So I don't know if she goes by B or Beatrice. We'll find out. Let's go find her. I think I see her. I'm so fucking excited.
It feels like a first day as well.
Daddy Gang is gonna freak out.
I'm so excited. I was like, no, it can't be real.
It's
my
real.
Boyfriend, I feel so like it's a first date. I was like literally talking to my boyfriend. I was like, oh my god, what should I wear?
No, it doesn't. I know what you mean though. It does feel like a first date where you're like, it's like a blind date. We're like meeting each other. Like, no, I know.
I just felt like a date because like I've been dating my boyfriend for a while. So I haven't had like a first date in a while. So I was like, oh my god, this really feels like a blind date.
I am with Daddy Gang.
Hi.
Meet B. She lives in Milan.
Ciao, Daddy Gang. Hi, Daddy Gang. My name is B. I'm 21 years old and I live in Milan. I'm an economics student and I've been in the Daddy Gang from 2018.
That was the most like sexual era of calling her daddy. How did you feel though about sex? Like, is it so different than how people talk like in Italy about sex?
I feel like here we talk about it more, like especially in kids. Like in America, like, oh yes, you're 17 years old, you're a kid, you're a small baby. But like here, no, you're literally an adult.
Wait, okay, but when we were having drinks, you did say that you felt like sex in America is so different than sex in Italy. Oh, look at Daddy Gang.
Daddy Gang.
This is Daddy Gang from Italy.
Oh my god.
You guys look so cute.
You look so good.
Guys, have the best fucking time.
No,
live your life. Have great sex. So we were talking about having sex.
Okay.
And when we were having our drink, you told me that American sex is so different than Italian sex.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Mom, watch this, please. American sex is more rough. So more choking, more slapping, more... It's more rough. Well, Italian sex was a little slower, not slower, but a little softer. Not choking and slapping and all these things. American people, they put me on that shit, like on the rough sex thing.
Did you like it or no?
I kind of like it. And I put it and I brought it here overseas. I was like, guys, you need to learn this amazing thing that I've learned in the United States. Rough sex. It is really nice.
I feel like no one talks about the difference, like actually country by country, culture by culture, different sex,
difference.
Right?
Yeah, no, I'd be like, do you know what? I like being choked. And it's like...
Before I met up with B, I was trying to say, call her daddy, and I was literally having to fucking Google search it. Doesn't
like,
work at all.
No.
I sound like an idiot. I have two ways to say this. I have benvenuti, I call her daddy.
Yeah. So, okay, Italian queen.
Okay. Okay, and then the next one is benvenuti su un episodio. They call her daddy.
Is she bilingual?
I am literally...
Oh my freaking God, Italian queen.
Benvenuti su un episode di Call Her Daddy.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Like, I was so worried. I was like, oh my God, this feels like a first date. It feels like we're friends. Like, we've been friends for forever.
I love you. I love you, Daddy gang. No matter where you are listening from, we love you.
It's a worldwide community.
Hello. Hi, girl.
Ciao, Daddy gang. Goodbye, Daddy gang. Ciao, ciao.
So I'm getting ready for the GCDS fashion show. I'm so excited. I think in the spirit of trying to get out of my comfort zone, we're trying to decide, well, first of all, this is out of my comfort zone. A fucking slicked back situation. I'm like, oh, can my face handle this? We're going for it. We're just gonna do it. The second thing was, should we do a red lip or an aggressive like brown lip? My heart is telling me go for a brown lip because I'm wearing all black and I think the brown could look cooler with it. But I also don't know, like, do you guys think red is cool?
You know, you have the ponytail, you have like red lips, it's classic. Brown, it always works with everything.
What would you do? Brown?
I love red lips.
Okay. Any type of lip is aggressive. Here we go. God bless the transformation and stay tuned and hopefully I don't have a mental breakdown.
So this is so fucking sick. You never actually get to see like the madness behind what goes into it. Watching the pre-show, these models need to be like on it. They're walking on the tiniest heels and it's moving so fucking fast. I would fall on my fucking ass.
We're filming. We're filming a contest.
Dalton is Daddy Gang.
I'm Daddy Gang. I'm very much Daddy Gang.
Wait, since when?
I'm fangirling so hard right now.
You look so fucking good. What are you wearing?
Come see the look.
Yes, let's go. Let's go. I'm so excited.
It's so nice to meet you.
I know. Giuliano put me in these pants. I was like, okay, go off. Ooh. Shut the fuck up.
Hello, baby. But are you ready?
Sex.
Her
sex,
ass is going to be on the runway.
Her ass is on the runway.
I love you. I'm so happy to meet you. Thank you for coming over. Thank you for listening and watching it. I'm obsessed and obsessed. Good luck.
Big fan. Big fan, baby.
I'm a big fan and I'm going to be a huge fan tonight. In my head, I'll be screaming for you. You're going to kill it. I love you. Daddy Gang is in the motherfucking show. Knowing Daddy Gang's going to be walking in the show, I'm like, okay, bitch, go off. Dalton, you better work, bitch.
Daddy Gang, I am sitting with legend Giuliano, and he is the creative director of GCDS, and we are at his show right now backstage. I need you to quickly give the Daddy Gang, who are my listeners, a little insight into like your backstory and where you came from and like why this means so much to you.
So I'm from Naples, the south of Italy. It's actually not one of the most beautiful cities in the world, but not the best place to grow up. I mean, I had many experiences. Like, I don't come from a super rich family.
Something you shared with me the other day was like, I grew up and like I would be around wealthy people, yeah, but I was obviously like not from that type of lifestyle. And you said to me, you're like, but I didn't give a shit. When I met all the rich kids, I was like, I don't give a shit. Where do you think you got that ability to not compare yourself to people around you?
I didn't really care about things and money, and I was not impressed. And most of the time I was like, actually, people that don't have a lot enjoy life more than who has anything or everything.
And I love that, and I want everyone to know that's watching. When I met Giuliano, I was so taken aback by, like, it's nerve-wracking to meet a creative director of an incredible brand. And sitting down with you, I was like, wait, why are you so fucking normal? Like, you're so chill, you're so down to earth. When people put on your clothes, what do you want them to feel?
There's so many people that try to be the same person in order to belong or to feel accepted. I think in the long run, that's gonna destroy them and it's gonna destroy you and what you really wanna do. So for me, it's more about being empathic with yourself. Put on something that makes you happy. Enjoy your life. You only wanna have one life, and that I'd rather have fun with it than just be boring and average.
To someone that's watching right now, how did you find it within yourself to keep motivating yourself, to keep pushing towards something that you believed in your brand?
I had to live my life creating things that were valuable for me, because I want to choose things that I truly love and inspires me. I don't want to go for cool, 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 cool. If it's cool, it's already mainstream and it lasts a second.
Right.
So just go for something that is going to make your life special. This is a celebration of my ideas, of my designing world. So I just have to do it for me, and then if the message is clear and it's authentic, everyone is going to resonate with it.
I love you. Thank you.
I love
thank
you.
Thank you. I'm so excited for you.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, and I don't wanna be like over the top. I literally got like emotional at the end because now knowing his story and like everything that he has gone through to get this out, every fucking look, I was like chills. There are so many things that I was like taking pictures of because I'm like, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want, it was incredible. I can't imagine how he feels. Let's go congratulate him.
Did you leave the full fantasy?
I was crying.
Really?
And you know why I was crying? Because now I know your whole fucking story.
I hope it was good, honestly. I just want
you
to know
hope?
The room was
everyone's
good.
Fucking mouth was on the floor. The amount
mission
of times,
accomplished.
And everyone was turning going, this is fucking insane.
Done.
Insane.
Done.
Love you.
We can get drunk.
Oh, we can get fucking drunk. Let's go. Let's get drunk.
I wasn't supposed to go to another show. I don't want to go. I'm literally about to cry. I'm not wearing this.
I have all these boots. And you can take my coat.
Dude, I'm not wearing fucking these ones. These look like...
Okay, then take those.
I think I do the blue look, right?
This looks great. And you do a fucking jacket, and you wear the jacket the whole time. Like, can we just try to style it for a second? Before you just put everything on and say, no?
Ugh!
Are you fucking kidding?
Kate,
you're just being difficult.
Be honest.
Everyone's going, like, simple, cool. I'm not fucking with you.
Okay.
I think I just bled through my tampon.
I've never done this before because I didn't even feel like I belonged here in the first place and I have imposter syndrome. So to feel like I'm about to go to something that I'm going backwards on, which I don't feel that way now, and I appreciate you putting this together for me. But why I was like about to cry in the room is because I'm like, I don't want to... Now I'm trying to set a standard for myself. This is not me putting on a dress being like, I need a hot Instagram. It's like... It's for the brand that I've created of Call Her Daddy, and I've never fucking done something like this. And everything I do for Call Her Daddy, I'm a fucking psychopath, and I know it, and I work on it in therapy, but it's like, everything I fucking do for Call Her Daddy needs to be fucking perfect. And if it's not, then I'm not gonna do it. And that's why this fashion week is stressing me the fuck out, because it's like, I don't wanna show up and look like a fucking idiot. I know my lane, I know I'm good at fucking interviewing and doing fucking episodes and vlogging, and that's fucking it. And when I step into this world, I feel like I'm a fucking fraud. This is just didn't feel like the way that I treat everything else in my brand.
This is like a constant battle that I have with you, because like I love that you do everything for the brand, but sometimes you do so much for the brand that you don't think about the things that could actually be even better for the brand, because you think it's somehow celebrating you and putting you first, but really you're still gonna do everything for Daddy Gang, you're still gonna do everything for this brand, but there has to be these moments where we utilize you instead of everything being about the content, because they want to see it too. They're so proud of your success, and they're so proud of what you've built, and they're ready to be on these experiences with you. And that means even going through the shitty, stressful moments, because that's the reality.
But I already saw someone comment and be like, oh my gosh, like I liked her better when she was just like in her fucking basement in her condo, like
well,
not
what?
Doing
We're
all
that. We're not gonna make everyone fucking happy.
Yeah.
And you wanna do it? Let's go lock ourselves in a basement. I would love to lock myself in a basement right now. Let's go fucking do it. I will do it with you. But guess what? The content's gonna be so boring. What are we gonna talk about? Today, Henry took a shit in the corner.
He would never. He's potty trained.
He can't get out of the basement. We're locked in the basement.
He would hold it. Okay, in moments in life, it's all about perspective. When you're stressed,
you're getting pulled different directions, you're stressed at your job, you're stressed with family shit, you're stressed with relationship shit, you become a version of yourself usually that you don't really like. I didn't even want to watch back the footage, but I do want to kind of unpack it. I skipped therapy for the past 2 weeks. So this is for my therapist. I turned my Instagram comments off for a reason. I made an episode about this a while ago. If I'm posting a photo on Instagram, it's because I fucking like it and I don't need anyone's approval or mostly negative comments. Daddy Gang, I know, I see you in my DMs hyping me up. I fucking love you, thank you. Not having Instagram comments on actually is so fucking incredible, but I still have my comments on TikTok. I don't know why. I guess because I like don't give a fuck about TikTok as much. That's just not my main platform. So I just throw shit up. I just went on and I saw a fuck ton of comments about how I look deathly skinny, ill skinny, what happened to her, how much cocaine is she doing, eat something. It's really fucking annoying. Let's try to not comment on people's bodies. It just fucking pisses me off. And I get it. It's like, well, you put yourself out on the internet. It's just like, I was peeing and I read it and I clenched and I'm like, motherfucker. Like someone literally commented and was like, she looks like, someone said I look. I'm like laughing and kind of crying. Someone said that I looked like Dobby from Harry Potter. That's why I used to spray tan. That's why I wear fucking sweatpants all the time. I've literally been open about how like insecure I was when I was younger, and I would put 5 fucking leggings on my legs when I was in middle school, and then I would put my fucking pants on because I wanted my legs to look a little fucking bigger. I don't know. I'm just so fucking sick of it. When I look back at myself in that footage of me like about to cry going to that show, I didn't want to put on that dress because my legs were showing. Like even me not spray tanning, spray tan makes my legs look better. What I would like to say, I'm on the way to cheer myself up. I texted my friend Tina and I was like, you know what? Let's go get fucking food. I am a hungry motherfucker right now. Apparently, I mean, to the internet, I am starving, but I actually am fucking hungry right now. See you there.
Hi, daddies. Oh, no. You do call them daddies?
No, that's great. Daddies. Oh. Hi, daddies.
Hi, daddies.
Tina, where are you from?
I'm from Hong Kong, but I moved to New York in 2017. This is really nice what you're doing
look
to your
at
hair.
Look at that. Kate is over thank here you. Literally
it's like
doing
sending
like.
Sending me a whole guys, different look.
Cheers, everyone.
Yay.
Cheers, let's cry.
Wait, you tell me, why did you cry today?
I don't have my Instagram comments on Instagram.
I looked and I thought that was so badass of you and I love it, that you don't give a fuck about people
likes,
having
comments.
To comment or whatever.
I posted this thing where like I felt so pretty at Prada. The first thing I'm seeing in all the TikTok comments, she looks so disgustingly deathly skinny, like what's wrong with her? Oddly enough, like I've actually never felt healthier in my life. And then on top of that, I didn't feel confident in the outfit that I was about to go in because I thought I was gonna wear jeans. People were shitting on me for my body and I felt better in the jeans. And then last minute, I was gonna have to wear this short dress that showed my legs and my body, which I'm getting picked apart for on the internet. So yeah. I felt just so uncomfortable in my body.
You loved that outfit, right?
Loved it.
And it was because of the comments you were like, I should have covered up.
Yeah.
But that's also what we do as women. I mean, I get affected as well. It's annoying that we can't dress for ourselves.
Yeah.
I am uncomfortable with attention, but then everyone's like, oh, you're uncomfortable with attention, but then you're an influencer. And I don't like men staring. It makes me feel really uncomfortable, but I want to dress the way I want to dress.
No one is commenting that heavily on a man and his body or his Instagram or if it's a male model. Like, there's such a fixation on us. And, I'm dying. I'm sorry. I just made eye contact with Kate as I'm having, like, I'm almost about to cry again. And please, she's getting sleeker and sleeker. How do you do it all? Like, how do you find time for personal shit?
What's personal shit?
Are you not interested, though, in dating? Like, you're good
yes, with- guys. Daddies, I'm single.
Please turn the camera off. I can't.
I just realized the last time I had intimate encounters was actually longer than, a year longer than I originally thought.
Okay.
And it's been years. And I think I needed that time to rejuice myself, and I'm ready.
She's ready to party.
you are a very outwardly confident person.
I guess now.
Now. Were you not in the past?
It took me a long time. Yeah, at the beginning I was very, very shy. Could barely go to a party. My ex, very sociable. He would arrive and then go be a butterfly. I would go home. I mean, everyone at all the shows, they have things going on. So I'm like, oh shoot, did I not say hi to this person, whatever. Doesn't matter because they are in their own world thinking about the things that are happening to them. I was late, of course. I mean, I'm known as being the one that's late and crying, and now I have to own up to it. But I was late to this show and I tripped over the carpet and I grabbed like this onto the PR person. I was so horrified, but no one cares. They're busy thinking about their deadline or their whatever, yep. Or yep. Their like boyfriend broke up with them.
No one actually gives a fuck what anyone else is doing.
And then
doing.
The ones that do laugh and are fucking assholes, you don't want them to be your friends.
So. You also don't want to be them because they're so deflecting from whatever's going on in their life that they're that invested in your shit. That's the biggest red flag ever.
Honestly, the ones that are most mean are the ones that are most insecure. And
when I saw you at the fashion show today, you're very intimidating.
But you were wearing this
Matrix
coat and these Matrix sunnies, and you were like intimidating.
I was actually wearing them because I was crying. I was covering my body with my big coat and I was crying. This is what I've been talking about this whole fucking episode. You were like, oh, you came off intimidating. Meanwhile, I was like, I was sobbing, I was insecure, and I was trying to hide my body.
Yeah,
and I
came off
intimidating.
Hot.
You came off intimidating. How did you combat like the assholes that are like, oh, Tina, you're not fucking cool enough for this or that?
There are so many transitions in fashion and there are musical chairs all the time. Sometimes you're pushed out. I really believe that the universe has paths for us and we need to just trust it. And there are all these closing doors, but then that means something else will open up later.
Tina, I love you.
Thank
cheers
you.
One
cheers.
Last time. I love you. Thank
I think
you so
you
much for hanging
this.
Out with it. Okay, fuck.
Cheers, Daddy.
Woo!
Kay just told me to turn on the fucking camera. I thought she was gonna give a nice wrap up. Oh no, I just wanted to show like my hair's almost done.
It was like a get ready with me with the interview happening in the background.
You fucking...
In the background.
In the background of my podcast.
Get ready with me. Call her daddy.
Hello.
No, let me tell you guys something, because I do think it's important for you guys to like understand my psychosis. When I'm sleeping alone in a hotel room, I am fucking convinced they're coming for me. So let me show you my routine. Time to go to bed. Let's go. No, this is like not a fucking joke. No, I'm dead serious. It's not funny. It's a serious situation. Anyone that works at the hotel knows the deadbolt. So when I'm laying here, I would have enough time if someone tried to open the door. That would go. I would go. Oh! And I'd go off. It'd be better than whatever was coming in that door. And look, I'm on the second. Oh, wait, these people are looking at me. These people literally thought I was about to end it all. I'm fine. So now that we're bunkered in, I'm currently packing because we're going home. It's a little like bittersweet, I will say. Everyone goes from Milan Fashion Week and then Paris Fashion Week is like immediately after that. I actually feel really content and happy that I'm about to go home and leave on a high note, as much as probably the past couple clips have been a little murky and dark. And now when I'm coming home, I feel like, I don't know. I have to go edit an episode of Call Her Daddy. And I couldn't be happier about it. I wouldn't change it for the world, bitches. I love you guys. I will see you fuckers next Wednesday. Goodbye. Woo! Okay, now I actually have to pack. Fuck.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.